is correct, Randall. Yes, they are a total separate entity. And as you know, over the years, they've done a real good job of promoting beef consumption and educating consumers and working with retail and food service people, and they are certainly eligible. There are no restrictions on who can apply for some of these grants, and certainly we anticipate that the Florida Beef Council will put forth some projects to be considered for funding.
Now, Handley explains the makeup of the new Cattle Enhancement Board.
The makeup of the direct service organization consists of 15 voting members from all segments of the beef cattle industry. We've got the livestock markets represented. There's representative there appointed by the Commissioner of Agriculture. There's representatives there appointed from the University of Florida. There's a wide number of different types of producers, both beef and dairy producers represented on the board. And we anticipate that they will closely scrutinize every project and try to completely maximize all they can with these dollars, again, to enhance and help our industry be more productive, more environmental friendly, and produce a better product and satisfy consumers with the best protein in the world that they possibly can.
If you would like more information about the new Florida Cattle Enhancement Board, that can be found on our website at southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast Agnet.